We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Well, well, well. Who's the fluke now? Who's the bubble fraud? Who is the fluke now? The Boston Celtics, how they go from an Eastern Conference final team to an 8 seed to only winning one game and just being eliminated in five. They must be flukes. Like that whole run last year where they got all the way to the Eastern Conference finals. What a fluke. They're not that good. Jason Tatum, fluke. Kemba Walker can't stay healthy, fluke. It was a month before the bubble that had him healthy enough to get all the way to the conference finals. Jaylen Brown, you can't stay healthy in a 72-game truncated season with no offseason. Luke, Brad Stevens, fraud. You can't coach outside the bubble. Fraud. It was an antiseptic environment. Brad Stevens can't coach around fans. They distract him. The fans are fucking it up for Brad Stevens. It's hard to concentrate. We remember when we interviewed Brad Stevens. He said when there's too much noise, the players don't listen, and they don't get enough timeouts, it's a whole fucking mess. But I'm just saying, well, here we are. Another fraud, another fluke out of the playoffs. I mean, listen, that bubble put an asterisk on the whole thing. Denver's out here. I think Denver's beating Portland tonight. They're struggling against a 6 seed. They're only a 3rd seed. I thought they were a conference finals team. Looks like the Lakers might not make it out the first round. Because as soon as CP3's shoulder got a little bit better, now AD ain't playing game 5. AD's health. That's a fluke, right? Brass, bring me out, because I have a question for you. Brass, AD being healthy through a whole entire playoff run and shooting out of his mind on mid-range and from the three, that's a fluke, right?
Oh, Anthony Davis, fluke? When has he ever been hurt before in his entire career? I mean, what the hell are you talking about,
you
Alf?
You are right. I mean, that man plays 82 games a year. I mean, he's
always there for you, man.
Knocked down in the playoffs. has never failed anyone in the playoffs. So
we talk. People talk all this shit about Goran and Fluky, and look, well, he got that health. You know, he needed those 3 months, which he did. But Goran is also old as fuck.
Let me tell you something. All I wanted, all these conference final teams are looking a little funny in the light, looking like a bunch of flukes. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I got a great poll. I'm going to put it up.
Either they're all flukes or none of them are flukes. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. Either they're all flukes. Either the Nuggets, the Celtics, the Heat, the Lakers. Let's talk about the Raptors. Either they're all flukes or none of them are flukes. Because if y'all gonna keep if NBA Twitter's gonna keep up with this heat or bubble fluke shit, believe me, I'm gonna keep pushing bubble fluke propaganda for all the other conference finals teams. Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking tonight. I'm going to start it off because it's not a Heat game. And I should have switched in the playoffs because it wasn't working anyway. The Heat never won when I drink dark liquor. Fuck y'all. I'm drinking Crown tonight. Hey, Joey.
Hey.
It's amazing.
You guys.
Joey was allowed to get on the Wi-Fi. Who would have known?
I'm ungrounded. That's right, baby.
All right, I'm on the Crown and Tonic. Shout out to Harry Blues Gin. Go pick them up at your local Total Wine and Spirits. Harry Blues Gin, a local Miami distillery. We met Harry, the owner and proprietor of Harry Blues Gin. Great guy. Go check that out. A lot of people have been tweeting at us. Send us a picture of you. I get tweets. This gin is the bomb. This gin is great. Send us a picture of you with the damn gin, and we will enter you in to win a free shirt. The first three people to do it, you guys keep tweeting at me that you like the gin, but you don't take a picture of you with it. Like, come on. Like, it's not that important to be anonymous on Twitter. Just tag us, and we will enter you in to win a free shirt. And we have some merch updates right after we find out what everybody's drinking. Siobhan, what are you drinking on a Tuesday night, school night?
School for who? Last glass of this Kindle here. Brad and Stevens. Might take some shots.
Oh, let's go. Let's All go. Right. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
On a school night. A giant ass Cosmo.
There giant. Okay. Brass, what you got cooked up tonight?
I will talk about what I'm drinking. Taco Tuesday, so I'm drinking a margarita.
There we go. Christian?
I'm drinking some of Miami's finest water in a bottle, all right, because it's the off season, all right? Much like the Heat now, I hope, are just staying in an ice tub and then going into the hot tub and then going back in the ice tub for a period of like 4 to 6 months so that they hopefully can fucking recover for next season or not exhausted. I'm praying that's what we watched, all right? But just like they struggled and need to recover, you know, our livers need to recover, so I'm having water. Listen, how are you doing?
There's not enough ice tubs in the world that are going to make Goran Dragic not old. I can't wait to hear about all the surgeries. There's at least 3 to 4 surgeries this offseason happening for the Miami Heat. And I can't wait for people to be surprised. Jimmy's ankle needed surgery. Bam's hand was fucked up. Fucking Dragic needed a spinal replacement. What? I can't wait to hear people be like, well, I can't believe this team was fucked up and injured. I hear hobbling.
We'll have a full healthy roster by Christmas, people. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, if they make some trades. Joey, what are you drinking tonight? Please don't tell me you're drinking with kids in your garage again. That was really awkward last time.
That was a one-time thing. I learned that was illegal. No, I am back die with the cacti. That's right. Mm. Just rushed home. Only thing I found was a dent in it. You know what I mean? It's like a discounted one I got. But
Joey out here drinking botulism. Before we get into more of the festivities, we are going to. Someone says I'm always unfair to the dragon. No, I'm not. Life and the and time are unfair to the dragon.
Yeah, age and attrition.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not. Honestly, the dragon's giving you all he can. You out here asking dragon to do all shit that a 25-year-old should be doing. That man should be playing 12 minutes a game as an eighth man off your bench, giving you a couple buckets, got, bouncing back to the bench.
Dragon should do everything he could.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he was one of the best players good. In the series.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And he was your fuck. And he was your highest scorer last year in the playoffs. Like, yeah. Dragic done gave y'all everything. Like, I'm not clowning Dragic. Dragic's body is clowning that motherfucker. It ain't his fault. He's doing the best he can. Shit. But anyway, I will. What I want to do before we get back into clowning the Celtics, clowning the Lakers, who are tied 2-2, because basically what we've done is turn Hangover Time into a hate watch party after every game. We're hate watching the rest of the playoffs. We're petty as fuck. Listen, I'm ready for the petty. I know Brad's been building up petty for a minute. So we're ready for the petty. So we're going to be doing this the rest of the playoffs. Then we're going to get into the offseason. We're going to be talking about trades, free agency, all that good stuff. We're even going to have a draft show, and I hate the fucking draft. I think it's a fucking. It's just I love the takes by all these people who've never watched a fucking play college game in their life. Or I watched a YouTube video and this motherfucker was good. Yeah.
Hey, calm that down. That's gonna be me.
What, dude? Listen, I'm. Know what I'm gonna do? I swear to God, I'm going to create a YouTube video, like a 30-second clip of me bawling at the court. It'll probably be like 85 minutes of footage to get 30 seconds of me making four layups. But that shit,
please don't make me edit that, Alf.
Oh my God, yeah, that's brass. Listen, you're gonna need a raise after that shit.
We got to get Alf to rise in the draft boards. We got to see what we can get up.
I got 3.5 years of eligibility left after the way I handled UF. Like, listen, I went to University of Florida and got like 12 credits in 4 years. So I'm out here. Listen, draft me. I'll give you some buckets and some inspirational halftime speeches.
I'll throw a chair.
Strength. The best of them.
Great orator.
I'll lighten it up in halftime. I know we're down 30, but watch me do this cutout interview with a hairy lollipop. But for real, something serious. We do. We are very proud this month. This is Pride Month. Miami Heat beat. We have the hashtag MHB Pride, and it's not just a hashtag. We are doing a lot of things. We have a lot of cool things planned. We changed the Avi on the main Miami Heat Beat account. We have some, and I'll let Tiffany talk about this a little bit more. We have some new merch for you guys all the profits are going to go to really good causes. We are trying to be, and this is why, Tiff, I didn't want to talk. I feel like such a clown. We want to be allies in this movement. I feel like that's such a clown thing to say. But we are
allies in this.
We are allies. We're being allies. Listen, and we always can do better. I can do better, and we are learning and growing every single day. And I'm just so happy to have representatives of the LGBTQ+. I feel like I fucked that up too. I would so happy to have representatives on our show. I feel like our show is super diverse. We have every kind of person. We even have weirdos like Joey. But we have every kind of person, every kind of ethnicity, everything on this show. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to create here because I feel like we've created this yes, as Alpha Man's playing. This is why I didn't want to fucking do this. But anyway, so we're really excited for what we're doing here. So I'm going to throw it to Tiff.
Okay.
And help me, please.
I got it.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep it really short. But basically what we're doing is we got all new merch. All the proceeds are going to two charities. The charities are One Pulse Foundation and also Pride for Youth, which is located here where I am in Long Island, New York. We're going to have some prizes, some giveaways throughout the month. And honestly, I'm not going to drone on about it. I think Alf said it pretty good.
Oh, did I?
Oh, you all right. You out here. But, you know, we're looking for support. This is just a month for love yourself, love each other. And you know what? Stay out of everybody's fucking way and let people live.
Let people live, goddamn.
Because you all you got.
Yes. Listen, people ain't heard nobody. Shut the fuck up. That's what I always say.
That's it.
Siobhan, you got any words real quick?
Tiff, what was the name of your foundation in New York, the charity?
It is. Let me make sure. I want to get the official. Okay, so it's Pride for Youth. It's located in Long Island, New York.
Gotcha. I think you guys touched on it. Forgive Al. He didn't want to be the straight man mansplaining Pride Month, but we kind of
really did.
I really appreciate what they're doing, what you know we're doing as a group. Shout out Tiff, Brian, Key, like everyone behind it. The designs look good. They're to great causes. LGBT youth need a lot of support, a lot of care. And I'm really happy that we were able to do something for Pulse. I don't know if you guys know, but I believe this year is the 5-year anniversary of the shooting. We appreciate your support. These guys really mean it when they offer their support. They are genuine in their care and how they feel about it. So happy to be amongst this group and support us. Shout us out. And they look good. The hats look good. Shout out to Brian coming through with the visor. I need a visor. Hair is too long. So
That visor's dope. That visor is dope.
Thank you for that. So yeah, it looks really good. And I thank you guys for the initiative.
But for real though, thank you guys. Everybody who supports Miami Heat Beat. And we've made it a point, and not to just be inclusive for inclusivity's sake. To also just be out here saying it ain't just one kind of voice that can be the voice of the NBA fan. Listen, we come in all shapes, colors, and sizes, and we just want to make sure that we are representative of just not even just the NBA Twitter community, the Heat Twitter community. We are so diverse, and a lot of times, listen, you turn around that radio dial. If you didn't play football back in the day for the Dolphins, you ain't getting no shot down here on Miami radio. So we are always trying to make sure we are representative of this community, and we are just very thankful for how you guys have supported us. Please go on the shop and support MHB Pride. All the money goes to good causes. If you buy any of the other shirts, it goes to us. So do that too.
That's also
good causes. Yeah,
that's also a good cause. Awesome.
We need money. Joey out here drinking with children because he can't get any girls over his mom's house.
That's true. I got a lemonade stand and everything. It's just like it's not working.
Oh,
you buy balloons to make balloon animals.
This is where we get canceled. So I don't know. I don't want to talk just about this game, but Siobhan and you know, let's first talk about the conference final teams from last year and how everyone, not all of them, I mean, Nuggets are doing okay, but they're a third seed and they're neck and neck with Portland right now. Yeah. Do you feel that the short off season, the truncated season, the bubble, like did it? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tiff. Show off the shirt.
Right. I know. I forgot I was wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Get this shirt.
That's cute.
Get the shirt.
Yeah. It's cute.
But Siobhan, do you think that all this has affected these teams, or are we making too much of the short off season?
So to answer your question plainly, yes. I do think that the quick turnaround, and especially for the teams that had extended runs, I do think that you are seeing, just kind of a lot of that linger. Guys didn't get time to get rest, so guys didn't get time to – if you don't have time to rest, you don't really have time to go in and to lift and to build. You know, muscles need rest to recover and all of these types of things. The short offseason was a huge factor. I think kind of still though, like knowing that that's going to be a thing, those that should have been, you know, maybe kind of taken into account for. I don't think Boston made many moves. I do kind of like the Evan Fournier pickup for them. Tristan's giving them, eh. The Lakers went out and like did a bunch of moves. And the Nuggets made, you know, really good mid-season acquisitions. So, you know, teams did, you know, try to retool. Miami made the moves that they made. They were the appropriate moves to make at the time. But it can't be, you can't kind of explain the story of this season without giving the amount.
Do we lose Siobhan?
Maybe.
I think
it's not the first time she's made that face on the show, though.
It's usually after a Joey comment.
Usually a Joey, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. She's back now.
It played a part, but I think there are things that, you know, people could have done to kind of combat, knowing that it was going to be such a quick turnaround.
Did Joey do this on purpose? Or
Joey.
No, get out of here.
It was so still. I was so long. Tiff, one of the things Siobhan did say, and so I would like, there's two things I want to separate, because Siobhan and I argue on the timeline all the time. I think people think we don't like each other, but we cool as fuck. I love Siobhan. But we have basketball conversations. There are two different things that we're talking about. The squad itself and the front office's reaction. So to me, it's like, yes, the squad that was on the floor was really impacted by that short off season, this season where it was like one night off, back to playing, one night off, back to playing, back to back, back. Like it was like the season was so truncated. But there's also your front office knowing that your team has had a no off season. Yeah. You're knowing that your best player, your best scorer from the bubble has no off season. And it's coming off of an injury, and you didn't address these problems. So, like, and we talk about it all the time, but it's like, it's, yes, the Heat did not have a proper offseason, but the front office had a shitty offseason. So,
right. It's
who's more to blame there?
Front office.
Yeah.
I think I set you up pretty easy for that answer. I'm like, these motherfuckers sucked, but like,
but
these motherfuckers suck more.
Yeah, I feel like, but you know, we're talking about the Celtics. The Celtics are the other team besides the Heat that came from the conference finals and got worse.
Well, I mean, that's expected.
No, but how do you let Tice go and bring in Tristan Thompson?
But I mean, Danny Ainge didn't leave. He's still there, holding those picks.
If you love listening to us here on Miami Heat Beat, what's stopping you from grabbing a mic and starting your own show? And there's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month. The same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to us talk about your favorite team, then make your voice heard in Hustle. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box in this episode to find out more. But that's bwhustle.com/join.
Stop. Got it.
I mean, also, I mean, Jalen Brown's been out too. I mean, that's
Jalen's
another...
been out. Kim's
man,
been
they
out.
Were a fucking. They were like a nine seed when Jalen Brown went out. That's all I'm saying.
And that's part of the thing too. Their regression. It's almost kind of inexplicable because, like, what the hell was kind of going on?
It's not. Well, but see, that's one thing. It's not inexplicable.
Right.
What I think is, and this is where Siobhan, I think me and you differ. I think both of the Heat and the Celtics are explicable in the fact that they had no offseason.
Right.
So but we watch the Heat every night. The thing, I'm not saying you don't watch the Celtics, but I mean, maybe you watch the Celtics I barely watch the Celtics, but we watch the Heat every single night. So we're like, damn, like what the fuck? So we're so close to it. Sometimes we can't see it from afar. I can explain what the fuck happened to the Celtics. They had no offseason. They got worse. Like the same way the Heat got worse with like small moves, like the Daniel Tice thing. Like people act like the Daniel Tice thing was nothing. You replaced him with Tristan Thompson. He sucks.
Yeah. Well, and also the Celtics, the one thing they also like that's done for them, Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker is a young black Dragic right now.
He's done. Those knees are shot. So, what are you gonna do?
You buy him some new knees? I don't know.
I was told by Boston fans he was a major upgrade on Kyrie. I'm not even shitting you. I know a few Boston fans that were like so hyped
his
over
demeanor.
That.
He's so like, because
yeah, Kyrie's a head case. Kemba's more of a team player. I'm like, yeah, but Kyrie is really good at basketball.
Yeah.
That's true.
He hopes to have one of those.
Everybody's a team player. But they're on the damn team.
You know, Boston likes black players who kind of toe the line a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Christian.
Yeah.
Christian, you're talking about how Miami, I think you made some points today how Miami has a very bleak future in your opinion. Why do you think that?
That was a bit of a choppy transition, but
listen, I'm not known for my transition.
I was like, all of a sudden you're talking about how Boston people hate Kyrie, you know, and
Christian, Boston racism, go.
Well, I did live there for 4 years. I will say there are like, and I would imagine that this is probably, you know, the kind of racism that you don't see like in your face, but there's no black people in Boston. And considering Boston is such a massive college city where when school is in session, 70% of the population is college students. That makes you wonder what's going on in the admissions processes at these schools, that there are no black people in Boston. So that's one of the only thing that really stood out to me while I was there. But anyway, back to the Heat.
A little bit of both. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for the Heat, honestly, is that what happened in that series is that nobody could bend the defense. Jimmy clearly was tired. Jimmy, he was not able to provide the same level of duress to their defense in terms of, you know, getting past the defender, causing the defense to collapse, creating open opportunities for his teammates. That just wasn't happening. So, like, if you're moving forward with Jimmy and Bam, you need somebody who's going to be a three-level scorer who can legitimately bend a defense and create kick out to guys like Bam and Jimmy, who, if they attack a bent defense, have a much better probability of scoring and being efficient. So, like, that's a huge issue they have to address. And if we're talking about giving Jimmy a massive extension, it only makes it more complicated because that kind of a role is not that cheap to fill. How did I do?
You did very good. Right? You told me you didn't want to do much. You wanted to work and just be here and make jokes and laugh. But I made sure you got your takes in. But, you know, the Jimmy extension, like, I feel like Heat fans are, like, super against – like, not a lot of them. They're the vocal minority of Heat fans are like, you can't give Jimmy an extension. But these are also the fans are like, oh, how could you not take care of Dwayne Wade? When you have a superstar in your building on your roster – you have to take care of them because it is a sign to the rest of the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think that you can't tell Jimmy, no, we're not giving you an extension. How is Jimmy going to recruit at that point? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to think about things outside. Oh, we can't be paying him that much at 36 years old. And somebody was like, Serge Ibaka out here or Al Horford out here making $30 million sitting on somebody's bench. Like, we got to stop acting like you can't trade a motherfucker at the end of their contract. They can always go. Those expiring deals are very valuable. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think there's this thing about the Jimmy extension, and I was reading all the Twitter GMs are like, you can't pay Jimmy that. What do you mean you can't pay Jimmy that? Last year when Jimmy was carrying your ass to the playoffs, y'all wasn't saying shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to pay him that. It's that you have to also count on the team to allocate whatever's left into value guys that make the team legitimately better. This team is old. You know, they invested in guys like Andre Iguodala, Trevor Ariza. I get it. You want experience. You want guys that have been there. But you can't be getting roasted on the fucking perimeter every play. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they have to get back to defense. They have to get back to actually having somebody who can hurt the opponent's perimeter defense. Like, it's awful to watch the amount of times they were picking up the basketball.
They have to get to the point where they have a point guard that can create for other people.
Yeah.
Siobhan has said this so many times. You just need a score. Like, and that's – and, like, and Joey, I'm going to bring you in here. I honestly just watched you make a joke about Celtics racism. but, I mean, Kyle Lowry is a guy who can go get you buckets, distribute, score at three different levels. Like, we got to stop acting like, oh, he's 35 years old. The dude is – this year, Kyle Lowry was better than Bobo Gorom. Like, just we got to be honest with what this guy is. Like, if the Heat come out of this offseason with a big and Kyle Lowry as a point guard, is that a successful offseason?
You're asking me?
Yes. Yes, I'm asking you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I'm also asking you for a racist Celtics joke.
I mean, you know, racism in Boston. I mean, does it exist? Yes. The town, all white people. Goodwill Hunting, all white people.
Except for the janitor. There was a black janitor. The Rock. Not The Rock. Rock from the show Rock. All right.
I was going to say, I was like, The Rock?
No, Rock from the show Rock. Charles Dutton. Sorry,
Charles Dutton.
Yeah, but I mean.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Kyle Lowry, that's cool. Let's do that. I mean, also, Jimmy Butler, you have to pay him. He's the face of your franchise. As much as I love Bam, you know, every time they show anything about the Heat, it's Jimmy Butler. So you just got to do it on that alone. And like you said, you know, he's going to recruit people here, hopefully, you know. I think that just give Max Strus the max. You know what I mean? It's in his name. You know what I mean? And that's a success, you know, in terms of white people. You know, Duncan Robinson, let's get, you know, there's a guy waiting in the wings. They're the same thing. So, you know.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Someone said The Departed. The only black guy in The Departed was Anthony Anderson. And he,
For a second, he's in that movie.
but he lived, right? Like, everyone in that fucking movie
died. No, he got shot in the fucking head.
Spoiler alert. But, like, how many times have we heard that, the future of the team just, it looks bleak. They can't afford anything. They have no assets. I mean, we've heard that. And as a matter of fact, we heard that the summer before, like, right before we got Jimmy Butler.
We heard that.
And then went to the finals season.
We heard that 2 seconds up until they traded for Jimmy Butler. Like, that's the thing. Right. That's like, to me, it's like the Heat fans wringing their hands over, oh my God, what are the Heat going to do with their cap situation and assets and blah, blah, blah. We keep doing this over and over, and the Heat keep coming out of this on top.
They can pull miracles. They've done it before. I'm not saying they're definitely going to, but I mean, historically, they have done that. To me, it's not about lack of money or assets so much as just their stubbornness. And there's no way they could be stubborn after getting our asses swept.
Listen.
After making the finals year 4. You cannot sit on this team. There is no fucking way that this front office is looking at this team going, nah, we're good. We'll pay Jimmy and we'll keep it.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to ask you, you see them running it back after this playoff?
Oh, hell no.
They run it back. They run in the other direction.
The slight jog. They're jogging.
Listen, I'm going straight to Utah with my goat. Run it back. No, I think the argument is that not that you don't pay Jimmy, but like you said, there are so many other holes that maybe people don't want to be real about that are actual holes that kind of that need filling. And, you know, yes, Jimmy is the face of your organization. He's the first face of your team. But there were people that felt a way about the Jimmy signing, not in that he can't be, you know, a major piece on your team, but does he have enough of firepower to, you know, get the offense going when it's stymie as often as it has. And to your point about Kyle, I think that does help, but I'm not huge on that idea, but I know that it does help. He gets the ball out of Jimmy's hands. Kyle can run the show. Maybe Jimmy can get off ball and, you know, put more time and put more effort and more energy into being a scorer, into bending defenses. Maybe he can, you know, get some of that load off of his legs. I understand the argument for why it's difficult to give him that much of that amount of money, because it does hinder your team in making, you know, the types of upgrades that they need. Bam is under contract. Jimmy, that would be a lot. What are you doing with Duncan? And then how do you attack, you know, how do you address not having a downhill threat? How do you address not having the size? I get Bird rights and, you know, all of those different types of things. And kind of to Tiff's point, she says it a lot, like, yeah, you can pull people, you can get people there, but people have to want to be there. Sure, Kyle wants to be there. Who else? Like, how are they showing themselves attractive to free agents? Dwayne's not there, master recruiter. They did just get swept. Their trade pieces don't seem to have, you know, the shine and sheen that they once did. It's difficult. Yeah, they've done it before. They
got to
do it again.
Tiff, my thing is this. It's like, I hear a lot of people say, oh, Jimmy, you can't be your number one scorer. Bam can't be your number two scorer. But I do wholeheartedly believe, because last year, Jimmy and Bam were your two best players, but neither of the motherfuckers were your top scorers. If you can find a guy who can go in here and get, because these guys will make it easier for other guys to get buckets. Yes. If you can find a guy like Playoff Goron did, like, and that's why I'm so big on the Kyle Lowry signing, because also he's a better defender than Goron will ever be.
Right.
So we're talking about a guy in Kyle Lowry who can get you buckets, play better defense, make it easier on Bam. I do agree. They need to put somebody next to Bam where he's like, listen, like stop being cute with the Ariza shit. You know what I mean? But do you feel like Jimmy and Bam can be your two best players and win a title?
You need someone as comparable as Jimmy.
Did you do your own echo just there?
She did.
You just said you need someone.
She did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Self-conscious speaking.
Someone. Like people are talking about Lonzo.
I agree.
I like Lonzo. But the problem.
He ain't going to lead your team in scoring.
Well, you still need a pure bucket getter. That's the problem.
It can't be just Lonzo.
It can't just
be Lonzo. What was the Lonzo face? I love Lonzo, but like Lonzo, like you got to have Lonzo and Kawhi. My thing is like you can have Kyle and a serviceable big.
Yeah.
Like Kyle can be your leading scorer and this team could be a contender in my opinion. That's all I'm saying. Because I saw them do it with Goran Dragic scoring 22 points a game.
I'm taking anybody.
Yeah.
Like
I don't care.
Like Siobhan says all the time, like beggars can't be choosers. Like you what can. Are we doing?
I don't care. Who wants to come?
Your question is a nuanced one though. Like it's like words mean things. Can Jimmy and Bam be your two best players on your team and be contenders? Yes. Can they be your two best scorers? No.
No.
That's why you need
a
bucket getter.
Talent. You need a bucket getter. Give me the ball.
That's when you have one of the worst offenses in the history of the playoffs.
People conflate that. People don't listen to what people are saying. Yeah. I'm not saying they can't be your stars, but you need a heavy hitter, a home run hitter.
Christian, explain your Sexton Hero backcourt. Because first of all, you're not getting Sexton without giving up Hero.
Also, explain why you typed it out and didn't just say it because you're on the fucking show right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I'm on the show. Sorry, I'm so used to actually just watching you guys, like, and obviously just staying fucking quiet that, sometimes I get lost in it.
But, yeah, how do you get sex to giving up Hero?
In The Departed. I totally forgot how that went down.
Yeah, Anthony Anderson was the only black person in the movie, and he got shot.
Yeah.
Have you not seen The Departed?
I haven't.
Forgot that part.
I haven't seen it.
Better than Goodfellas. Yeah, I said it.
No.
Yes, it is. It's no one of the best gangster movies of all time. Jack Nicholson.
Man. Joey's pissed.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's not better than Goodfellas. Come on.
It is absolutely better than Goodfellas. The Departed is one of the best gangster films of all time.
I feel like
The Departed is a remake.
If you didn't know. But they're both good.
I don't care. Scarface is a remake.
I'd trade like both of those films for a point guard. So there you go.
Same. Can we do that?
Is that allowed?
Can we barter the film rights for a player?
And I'll throw in Ben Affleck.
I will give you.
That goes without saying. Yeah, for cash consideration.
Yes. Start bartering.
No, not for cash. For free.
Listen, that's in the town when fucking Ben Affleck goes up to Hawkeye, and is like, so we gotta go do something bad.
Man, who's cop?
Where are we going?
What'd you do to my friend to make him so mad?
What's an embedded down?
You fucking clowns. Shooting into the floor. You're fucking going to ricochet back in your face. Let's go. Come on. Figure it out. People just... honestly, that's one of the things about movies that bother me. Indiscriminately shooting, like bullets ricochet off shit. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
So Christian, you like Hero and Sexton? How does that work?
Everybody, you have to give everybody in Miami just shooting indiscriminately in crowds. Like, get the fuck out of here! Everyone in Miami, stop shooting people! Fuck! 24-hour ceasefire. Fucking Gaza Strip down there. Sorry. Go ahead, Christian.
Sextown Hero.
I like the name.
Sextown Hero.
That was the basis of my reasoning because honestly, it's a terrible idea. Name. You can't have two guys that don't play defense.
Could you imagine? We know what it looks like.
Never seen that before.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's called the Miami Heat playoffs.
Brass. Oh.
Sextown Hero.
Oh. You know that's a cool name, though.
I like
it. It is, right?
The Hero.
Playing around with it in my head, I was like, all right, I'm for this now.
New merch.
Put it on a shirt.
Sex town hero.
Put it down the length of them joggers.
What were we saying, Christian?
No, I was gonna say of like the options that I guess would be like not a big splash, like, you know, everyone always wants. Like Colin Sexton and John Collins are both would be good fits for what the team needs. Mm-hmm. What happened? What did I miss?
Javon just killed me.
Oh,
I missed that. I'm not gonna repeat that. Ah, Javon killed me. Listen, speaking of the town, we have a Miami Heat beat exclusive tonight, guys. This is a big one. This is a big one because, first of all, none of us can land the interview. You know, listen, I want to see Joey do that again. Joey, what did you just do? Well, you were so excited. none of us can land the interview ourselves, so we had to reach out to our friend at CBS, one Gail King. Because she's done so many big interviews in the past. She's done R. Kelly. I can't remember any other ones. But she did R. Kelly interview. So we're like, we need your help getting booking this hard to get interview because this guy has been at the center of so much NBA controversy over the last 48 hours. Lucky the Leprechaun. I try not to laugh. The Celtics mascot was brutally attacked. By Kyrie Irving. And we felt that he should finally get his say because no one's been we talk about the guy throwing the bottle. We talked about which was actually Peyton Pritchard, but you know, let's not. I can't believe he was on the court tonight. After what he did.
Looked like him.
Everyone did.
The guy in Boston looks like that. Have you not seen the town?
I look like Peyton Pritchard. Come on.
Peyton Pritchard solved that math problem in Good Will Hunting. But yeah, we were able, through Gail King, so I'm not going to give all the props to Miami Heat beat. Through Gail King, we were able to get an exclusive with Lucky the Leprechaun. Brash, are you ready? You have this?
Yeah, we're ready for this.
All right, let's go. Let's roll tape. This was an amazing interview.
Why are you sitting down with us today?
Because on Sunday night, two nights ago, I was minding my own business during an NBA basketball game. The same thing I've been doing for 80-something years in the middle of the court, representing for the Boston Celtics, eating my Lucky Charms. And the wee lad Kyrie Irving came over and he stopped me in the face, right in me eye, right in me lucky left eye. Oh, wee lass, it was horrible. I'm having flashbacks of that night. Very traumatizing. I wake up at night screaming, there's a black man on my face. There's a black man on my face. Oh, I shiver at night. It was so horrible.
So tell me, are you proud of the Boston fans for defending your honor?
Oh, lassie. I gotta tell you, I'm so proud of the Boston faithful. That Celtic pride right there. Yes, I'm just a cartoon leprechaun. I'm basically a cutout in the middle of the floor. But there's a lot of history, a lot of rich, prideful history behind this logo, behind this court, the Parker floors, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Kelly Olynyk. It's just a lot of pride behind this logo. So I'm very, very proud of that young man, that young insurrection, not insurrections, that young patriot that came out there and wielded that bottle and threw it right at Kyrie Irving's head. I'm so, so proud. Celtic pride, baby.
What are the lies that are being told about you that you find to be the most disturbing?
Oh, that I'm a racist. That I don't like black people. Doesn't make any sense. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Bill Russell, Robert Parrish, the Chief, Kevin Garnett. It doesn't get much blacker than Kevin Garnett. All proud Celtics that played on my face. But they didn't stomp on my face. They played on my face.
and I was very proud to have those young, strapping young African-American men play for this Celtics team. So when they call me a racist, I feel that it's wrong. I feel that it's very hurtful to the long, long history of inclusion by the Boston franchise.
So you're telling me all the players that have been interviewed about you, they're all lying. All these players in this documentary, they're all lying about you?
It's all a media creation. None of these things about me are true. I've never been a racist. I've had many black employees, gardeners, chefs, cooks, maids. I've never had a racist bone in my body. 80 years I've been laying on that court, getting run up and down on. Never have I been considered a racist. Bill Russell, like I said, Robert Parrish, all these black players. Name one that has said something bad about me.
Lucky. I want to name names. Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas, and Gordon Hayward. Do those names strike a bell? Do they mean anything to you?
Isaiah Thomas! Don't mention that name around me. He's a traitor. He's a traitor to his people. He's a traitor to leprechauns everywhere. It is leprechaun over race. This is all a product of social media, NBA Twitter, Black Twitter, Heat Twitter. It is all a product of social media.
So you're telling me social media is to blame for all this?
Yes. Yes, yes, I've been on social media for this. 80 years I've been entertaining the children of Boston. No, 80 years. What about all the great things I've done? The championships in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Not many after black players came around, but before that, you were really good.
Lucky?
No, this interview is over. Get me off the camera.
Lucky, sit your ass down. You mean all the players are lying on you?
Yes, liars, a lot of them. They just want me pot of gold just so they can go spend it on expensive cars, jewelry, sneakers, and record labels.
Lucky!
I'm a little disappointed that Gail didn't ask why he was changing from a Jamaican grandma to Conor McGregor to back.
He sounded like the Jamaican lady on Family Guy, Quay Hag.
But what did Chad say, Wagwan Lucky? Someone said, ask Lucky how he feels about Black Lives Matter.
What a stupid... I mean, what a great interview. Gail really did her job. Oh, she really got
my ribs hurt.
That was
actually hurt.
Oh my god!
The Lakers are getting their ass kicked right now. This is
excellent.
Oh man! 50-27 with 6:29 left in the second.
55-28.
A 20-point deficit in the second.
LeBron not playing.
Look at the Irish.
It's just him.
Wow. Oh, there's no Anthony Davis.
You know, he's a bitch. Are we still on? We are.
What'd you say, Siobhan?
Go off.
Anthony Davis is a bitch. I can't stand him. Oh, my God. I can't stand him.
Siobhan, go.
Sloppy, won't carry his body properly. Get off the fucking ground. Why are you falling so much? You've been living with that same body your whole life. Control it. I don't get it. Work it out. Why are you always so hurt? Train your mind on muscles. I don't understand. Him, Joel, who else? Cat? I hate all these really, really big guys that are just long and soft. I can't stand it.
Long and soft. Fraser.
Don't do it.
Anthony Davis is my least favorite of the bunch. I cannot stand him. That's all. Take me out, Brass. I hate Anthony Davis.
Mr. Glass.
He makes me enjoy like Hassan. And I don't like Hassan. Ooh, yeah, no, wow. I really don't like AD.
Damn.
Like, it's game five. Y'all might be out on your way out of here. Like, suck it up. You were warming up. What are you doing?
But it's always straining something.
Always.
It ain't never like, yo, you just got knocked the fuck out or you broke your fucking leg.
That's weak. That's weak muscles. And listen, weak muscles.
I'm not saying nothing in the off season.
Yeah, like stretch.
LeBron tell him to.
Yeah.
Tell him motherfucker stretch before the game.
I can't come outside.
Oh my god. The Lakers have scored 2 points And me and the eyebrow have an appointment. The second quarter.
LeBron can't carry them.
Don't worry, the Lakers bubble fluke agenda tomorrow.
I have a lot of strains, but they're with my family members.
Got a lot of strains.
It's more emotional than physical strains. If you guys want to know.
Joey's the Anthony Davis of the house showers.
Anthony Dayton Davis. I saw that.
I like that. I can't stand
it. Yeah, they're down by 26.
Props to AD for actually getting hurt this time and staying hurt. Because it's been, when's the last time, like, normally he gets, give him a round of applause. Because congrats. I'm so tired of, like, cutting to a commercial break. It's like, oh, no, looks like AD's hurt. Oh, he's limping on the ground. Oh, and then he's back in for the next play. It's so fraudulent, man.
Bro, that dude is, I mean, just soft as tissue paper. Like, honestly, if you want to talk about bubble flukes, there's two things that were fluky in the last offseason. Goran being healthy for a playoff run. Let's be honest. Yes. He was their leading scorer. If you want to talk about a fluke when it comes to Miami Heat, like people call it hero fluke, the dude shot worse in the postseason than he did in the regular season. Jimmy been doing this in the playoffs. Bam is a rising star. The fluke was that Goran Dragic was dropping 22 a night on your ass. listen, if he didn't have that 3-month layoff before the playoffs, that wouldn't have happened. The other biggest fluke of the offseason, of the bubble, was Anthony Davis making it through a playoff healthy. So, I don't want to hear about bubble flukes unless we're going to call the Lakers a bubble fluke. Because if the playoffs happened in a normal fashion last year, neither the Heat or the Lakers would have been in the finals. But the Heat are the only one that get labeled with the bubble fluke shit, which is interesting to me.
I keep thinking you're saying Bubba Flukes.
Yeah, who is Bubba that? Spark. Is that a person?
Yeah,
he's Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's just producer.
That's what it was.
Bubba Flukes. I like Bubba Flukes. It sounds like a restaurant. I'd go there.
Right.
What barbecue at Bubba Flukes?
That sound like the brisket. You gotta get the brisket.
Maybe like.
Of course, you have to get the brisket at Bubba Flukes.
And Bubba Flukes, they give you to you on that like brown wax paper.
No welcome to Bubba Flukes.
And they have all the barbecue sauce in that little caddy, like syrup at IHOP.
Oh, I like that. I like the multiple choices of barbecue sauces. I like to choose my own adventure when it comes to barbecue sauce. Bubba Flukes.
Carolina mustard. A little spicy or a little,
sweet and
brown
smoky.
Sugar maple. Yeah, I feel
like a brown sugar maple.
Like you too, Joey. That's a
all the ladies in the audience.
Just letting you know.
Siobhan, we both will.
Siobhan, get that off. White boy summer.